Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the first ever audio post on actuality.log. I've been meaning to try this for a while, come to think of it, for over 2 months now, ever since I first got my hands on this iAudio X5L media player thingamajig, which also happens to be a handy-dandy recorder. Actually, I did try this a couple of times before, but in both instances it came out really crappy. And let's hope for your sake this is a little bit more interesting this time. After a lot of thought, I've decided to call these posts oral logs, but that's only because I didn't want to be a part of the herd, and go with the very overdone podcast. Besides, the tools used to make this post have nothing to do with the iPod, as I'm sure is the case with other people in their audio recordings like this. Anyway, today I'm going to get on to with my views on various topics, especially ones that I've been inundated with by the media in the recent past. I thought I was fairly liberal-minded a person, at least by definition of the term liberal in this country. As in, I don't see what all this hoopla is about two cheerleaders fooling around or whatever in their little bathroom stall. Heck, I wouldn't even have batted an eyelid if this were two players from the football team. But then I got around to really thinking about my opinions on other issues, and as it turns out, it's not so clear where I really stand, at least in terms of being a liberal or a conservative. And before I proceed, I'd just like to point out to the audience that my views don't really matter, as in I'm not a citizen of this country, I don't vote here, and I can't really make a difference. I just like to share my opinions on various things, and today, like I said, I'll be sticking to various topics frequently brought up by the media. For starters, I am pro-gay marriages, adoption, and other rights. People, being gay is not a choice, and being gay sure as hell doesn't make you evil. Sure, if you have a problem with gay people being married, call it something else. Call it, I don't know, something generic like a life partnership. But please don't deny them the rights married couples have, like things pertaining to insurance and raising kids and other such things. Denying people's rights because you think their choices are evil, now that's what's really evil. Next, I am not against war, but I am against unnecessary wars sold using unsubstantiated lies. I'm quite a wuss, and I personally wouldn't defend my country in a war, and you probably wouldn't want someone like me defending you. But I'm not against war as a concept. Sometimes you need to resort to extreme violence to make a point. Speaking of which, I'm okay with torture. If beating someone evil up is the only way you're going to get them to talk, by all means, beat them up. It is okay to sacrifice a few for the benefit of the many. But I am very against the people's right to bear arms. People are stupid and have problems with other people all the time. Having access to guns just makes it so much harder to try and peaceably sort things out. This is the real reason classrooms are shot up. Not violent video games, people. Not violent video games. Shifting gears here, this is probably the opinion that's going to cause the most uproar. Listen carefully. I am against a woman's right to arbitrarily abort fetuses. All the so-called liberal folk and most of the media are currently on this Judge Alito's case because apparently at some point, he had ruled that a woman has to inform the man before carrying out an abortion, or something like that. The liberal spin on this has been, but he's against the woman's right to choose, her right over her own body. He's an extreme conservative, and hence he's evil. But you know what? As much as I try not to associate myself with conservative ideologies, I'm fully on board with them on this issue. Personally, I don't even see it as taking anything away from a woman's right to anything. All I see this as is upholding a guy's right to know. Think about it. If you had made love to someone and you were looking forward to raising a child with her, you'd be plenty devastated if she could just walk into a clinic and have her uterus purged without even asking you how you felt. I know men don't need to deal with any of the unpleasant bits of making babies, but that doesn't mean they have no rights. On to less hot button issues. I am against unbridled free markets, but you knew that already. This is not really a liberal or a conservative viewpoint. This is probably just anti-American. At least, it's anti-capitalistic. I just hope people here will stop bitching about high oil prices and record oil company profits and realize that's just how free markets work. Deal with it. Moving along, I am very against affirmative action. It's not called this in my country. It's called the reservation system, but it's basically the same scheme and it sucks there as well. There is absolutely no need for kids of a privileged, forward, majority, whatever you'd like to call it, class, to be discriminated against to the benefit of kids from a downtrodden minority, backward, whatever term you fancy for this is, just because one group's ancestors did something to another group. You want to get into a good college, work hard like everybody else. Being pushed in because of your skin color or race or caste is just getting a free ride. I'm also very against the notion of intelligent design, even as just one of the many plausible theories to explain the presence of man. Now, I'm a scientist, and I find this route of using God to explain something you can't wrap your brain around very lazy. Speaking of science and progress, I'm quite in favor of the environment and environmental protection, but only when it doesn't get in the way of progress. If building a dam will bring power and other things to a region, but submerge a forest or two in the process, by all means, submerge them. But that's not meant to sound like I don't care about poor animals. I do care about their feelings and their rights. I'm very against the people's right to hunt animals, even if it's very carefully regulated. But this won't be a problem if people don't have access to guns, considering we're all fat slobs and can't really chase a gazelle or whatever down with a stick, even if we tried. And I think that's the last of it. So what do you think? Am I a liberal? Am I a conservative? Am I just crazy? If you don't agree with anything I've said so far, tough, because I'm most probably right. Anyway, thank you for putting up with all of this, and I hope it was fun for you as well. Let me know how you feel about this new medium of delivery. Was I clear? Was I too fast? My speech slurred? Anything, so I can iron out these major kinks. I'm sure I'll work your suggestions into the next oral log, whenever that may be. Until then, however, happy reading.